Aleishu Chelek Beis Shin Yud Daled, the 18th chapter, Birkois and Nehenin, the brachois that you make typically on food. The first vad, it's a brachois menachois daf mem gimel, Tanya Hayar Rabbi Meir Oimer, Chayav Adam Levarich Me'a Brachois Bechol Yom. A Jew is obligated to recite 100 brachois every day, Shin Emar, the Pasuk says, Ve'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Hashael Me'imach, Ki'im Le'ir'a. So the objective is Yir'ah, and it's achieved through 100 b'chois. Says the author, Befasuk ze ne'emar kechol techlis avodah senu hiya Yir'ah. The pasuk indicates, at least the drasha, that the purpose of avodah is the Yir'ah. Ubevaday zei techlis kol ha-mitzvois kolan bichlal. In general, this is the function of all mitzvois altogether. However, v'hine gilu lanu chazal kan derech piratis. Here, Chazal reveal a particular path. V'hi me'a b'rechois b'chol yom, to recite 100 b'chois every day, in brackets, ayen toyes feis kitzan nirmaz mispar me'a b'pasuk. Tosis explains how the number 100 is hinted to in the pasuk. Kitzad mevi'ois b'rechois yir'ah. How is it that this works, that b'rechois bring one to yir'ah? Harei b'chol b'rechois tzichim lazgir shem u'malchus le'ikuvah. In every b'cha, there has to be the name of Hashem and Melech Olam, and this is indispensable. Va'afilu im dileg rak al tevas ha'olam, even if he skipped just the word Olam, say, Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech, but then the Olam, tzarich lachazer. It's no good, he has to repeat the bracha. This is in Ora Chaim, Siman Reish Yud Daled, ki Melech b'Olam einu malchus. If he doesn't have a world, then there's no reign over there. In every bracha, there's first of all a recognition of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Then we continue the bracha. We thereby strengthen emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boirei ha'olam, that he created the world, v'chol davar prati shebo, in every individual entity in it. Mi she'eino izorek bracha mipiv. The person doesn't just spit out the bracha out of his mouth, just mumble it. Ele mevarech b'yisboinenus, but rather recites the bracha with contemplation. Dai b'me'a brachois b'chol yom la'asesu yirei shamayim. It's sufficient, this recitation of 100 brachois every day, to transform him into a yirei shamayim. Tiye eifoy ha'islamdus ha'rishuna shalan. Therefore, our first exercise should be lo lizrok bracha mipiv, not just to mumble brachois, just to mumble them. In brackets, in brachois daf mem zayin amud aleph. Kedarkenu, as is always our path or our approach. Tofasta mirbe lo itafasta, tofasta muat, tofasta. Don't bite off more than you can chew. And therefore, when islamed lagid berkas hamoitzi bechol suda v'simas dover rabah, we start with one. Train ourselves, exercise, reciting this bracha in every seudah with tremendous attention, v'nasek b'zeh kama shavuos, and work with this for a number of weeks. Ad she'netzchil b'inyan chadash b'sugya zeh, before we begin a new inyan in this sugya. That's the first exercise. Vad sheni. Yiras shamayim einah mitztamtzemes li'sechasus adam el boroi. A surprising statement. Yiras shamayim is not limited to one's relationship with his creator. He meshana es kol hamabat al olam. It rather changes one's whole perspective on the world. She'a brachai derech liras shamayim. The fact that a bracha is a path towards yiras shamayim, lamadu bavad hakoidem. We learned it just above. Mima she'Rabbi Meir lomed es hachiyuv shel me'a brachois, davka me'apasuk hamamid es kol ha'torah liras shamayim. From the fact Rabbi Meir learns the obligation of 100 brachois, specifically from a pasuk that places Yir'as Shamayim as the foundation of the whole Torah. Here, what we want to do is to get into deeper into the concept of brachois. Gasinen b'Yerushalmi brachois perikvam halacha alef. This is the Yerushalmi. Ksiv l'Hashem ha'aretz umloi ah teivel v'yoy shevei vah. The whole land, the whole earth, and everything in it, absolutely anything, is l'Hashem. Hanehene klum min olam mo'al. So a person has benefit from this world, is nehene. It constitutes me'ila. It's an unauthorized use of something that doesn't belong to him until yatiru loy ha-mitzvois. That's a little bit of a cryptic phrase, until the mitzvois permit it. The Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, ad she'atiru lo ha-mitzvois. What does it mean? It means until such time as he makes a bracha, ואז הוא תרולוי להנויס מן המצוויס, then he's permitted to benefit from the mitzvois, שן הארץ ומלואה, meaning the fullness of the earth, שנחשבים כמו מצוויס, which are considered like mitzvois. אומר רבי אבוהו, כסיבה, פן תקדש המלואה, הזרע שתזרע וסבועס הכרם, that פסוק, העולם כולוי ומלואה יעשי כחרם. The whole world is like a vineyard, ומה פדיונה, as we know, typically with a vineyard, so there's a pidyon, a person has to redeem it, the pidyon is bracha. לדעה הראשונה, הברכה היא מתיר. So the author now explains this Yerushalmi. According to the first opinion in this Yerushalmi, the bracha is called a matir. It permits, כגון זריקס אדם בקורבן, it's equivalent or analogous to the sprinkling of the blood in the service of the korban, שאז נעשה מצווה. At that point, when the blood has been sprinkled on the mizbeach, the mitzvah of the korban has been done, וניתר לאכילה. Then the korban is permitted to be eaten. זה יסמרס, that is to say, עיקר ענייני של העולם הוא שנברך עליו. The עיקר concept of the world is to make a bracha upon it. עד הברכה, העולם הוא קודשים ממש. Until such time as a person makes the bracha, the world is קודשים. That's why the Yerushalmi uses it to מועל, מעילה. It's קודשים. ורק אחרי הברכה מותר להנויס מעולם. It's only after the bracha one is permitted to benefit from this world. ולפי הדמיון יזיקס אדם בקורבן, and continuing our analogy over here, to sprinkling the blood, גם אחר ברכה שמקדש על העולם. So just when the kohen sprinkles the blood, the korban is not permitted, but it's still kodesh. So certainly, גם אחר ברכה שמקדש על העולם, after the bracha, it's still hekdesh, that apple or whatever it is that the person has. אלא שמותר אז בהנאה. It's hekdesh, it's permitted בהנאה. ודוימה האכילה לאכילה קודשים. And therefore, when a person eats his apple after the bracha, it's like eating kodshim. That's the first view. לדעה השנייה הברכה היא כפדיון כרם רבועי. The second opinion compares the bracha to the pidyon of the vineyard. כלומר, בעד ההנאה, אנו יסלים ברכה. In exchange for the benefit, the pleasure, we give a bracha. ובזה הדבר הנאכל יוצא לחולין. And thereby, just like כרם רבועי becomes חולין, so to the food stuff over here becomes חולין. So in the first view, it's still hekdesh, but permitted. Second view, it becomes chulin. Lishtei hadeois, according to both opinions, haberacham, you said this, al-kach she'olam momash kodshei shamayim. The bracha is founded on the idea that anything in the world is kodshei shamayim. She'nitan lanu bi'ikar levarich ha'boreis borach. And it was given to us mostly to make brachois. That's what the world is given to us, and all the pleasures and all the benefits that we have in it. Harei mea brachois bayoim, this requirement of 100 brachois a day, מאוררס איסנו מאה פעם ביום. Stimulates us, reminds us 100 times a day, להגיע לעצמנו. To think to ourselves, כי בעולם קדוש אנחנו חיים. To remind ourselves that we live in a holy world. ואין לנגוע בו מבלי לברכס בו אינו. And one should not touch it. One should not have any benefit whatsoever without a bracha for the one who created it. Because it's עולם קדוש. ושים לב, note, כי הברכויס נקרא בירושלמי בשם מצוויס סתם. Interesting that the ברכויס are called in ירושלמי מצוויס. כי על עניין העירה יוצא מהברכויס ניתנו לכל המצוויס. Because, again, what emerges from ברכויס is עירה, and that's why all the מצוויס are given to us. They were given to achieve עירה. אלא שתרייג המצוויס הם מלאך כללי. The thing is that in general, the מצוויס, It's a general approach to Yir'ah. Ume'ah b'chos b'yom hen ma'alach prati l'agil yir'ah, as we said in the first vad. The me'ah b'chos b'yom constitute a particular, specific, focused approach to Yir'ah. Ma'am me'oid mechayev v'yisanu inyan gadol ze l'achshiv inyan b'chos. How much this obligates us, this tremendous concept that the world is really kodesh kodashim and one is not permitted to take anything from it. How much this obligates us to treat brachos with importance. V'ine din hakdima bislamdus, as far as exercising and training ourselves, and this, there's a priority over here, obviously. Yeshu b'kasamazon shimi de'oraisa. So that's b'kasamazon because it's the one that's de'oraisa. That takes priority. Nislamed eifoy, lehagid b'kas hazan, pa'amayim b'yoyim b'isbonenus meruba. So dafka b'kas hazan, which is the first part of b'kasamazon, the exercise is to say twice a day with immense concentration, with contemplation, v'yesh ledayek b'nusach hanifla shel habracha, to be very punctilious, very careful with the wondrous formulation of this bracha. Ve'ein ze me'advarim akalim le'agia l'argasha b'fateh. It is not easy to get some sense, some feeling in its details. Hare eifon anu mavchinim tuvoi chein chesed v'racham. When say these words, gives us betuvoi bechein bechesed v'rachamim. What do these words mean? Haim milim elu musagim mufshatim? Are these abstract concepts? Bevadaile, certainly not. Hare lechem, chalav, pri, with its bread, its milk, it's a fruit. Bahem mislabesh tuvoi isborach v'chazdoi. These are just physical manifestations of Hashem's tuvoi, his goodness, v'chazdoi, and his chesed. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, garbing himself in physical entities like bread. Halechem masbia, the bread satiates us. Achalav mavri, the milk gives us nutrition. Ze toiv veze chesed. Vesapri gishen Kadosh Baruch Hu biklipa. The fruit is given to us by Kadosh Baruch Hu with its rind or peel. Shleis lachlech tochnoi, so that the inside is protected. V'pri nechmad lemar'e. It is attractive. V'gam nesen reach tov. Often it's fragrant. Zeu chein. It's chein that it's clean and attractive and reddish or green or yellow, whatever it is, and has a pleasant aroma. It's chein. Harei kol ma she'ochalnu hu yislabshus midisav. What we've eaten is again the physical manifestation of Hashem's midos. It's inside this entity, this fruit. Mimakoyim kadosh kibalnu, we receive it from a holy place. V'toychoi ruchanius, the inside of it is ruchanius. V'hunu yisen lechem lechol basar, the bracha continues. The Kadosh Baruch Hu provides nourishment to all flesh. Lechol toilas, every worm. V'afilu lechol chayda kechines ma'achalom yuchal. Even bacteria, whatever it is, have their particular metabolism. Ha'chaydak ha'gorim le'tifus, v'ze ha'gorim le'delg esroyis, enam ochnim ayisum achal. The particular organism that causes typhus and the one that causes tuberculosis, they don't have the same metabolism. V'akol echin ha'kadosh b'ruchu ha'rei lo'ilam chazdoi. Everything is prepared ha'kadosh b'ruchu lo'ilam chazdoi. V'ad ha'yom lo'chasa lo'ilam mazayin. The world doesn't run out of nourishment, v'chein lo'ilam mukhan lechol echad mazaynoi, ki ha'parnasa ba'a mishmoy ha'gadol. Parnasa, in the most immediate sense, mamash sustenance, not a bank account, but actual sustenance and nutrition comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein, indeed, dai lanu lislamed v'isbarunus rabba v'vikas hazan. It's sufficient to really practice with tremendous contemplation, because hazan, v'nashkia bah machashava meruba, b'meshech zman memushach. And we have to invest a lot of thought into it over an extended period of time, until the bracha itself speaks to us to some extent. Ad kan.